You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I've spoken in the past about how often I hear, can you trust your leaders and can you trust your team? There is one more question that usually is left out of the equation that I find it so important for leaders to ask themselves, can I trust myself? And today we are with Krishna Pindiala, founder and chief empowerment officer of the Choice Ladder Institute and the president of Mindful Nation, who's joined us here today to talk about the importance of leaders and entrepreneurs refining their judgment skills and being able to trust themselves. Krishna, great to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
And you are most certainly welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. So to kick things off, could you clarify why it's so important for leaders to ask themselves that question?
Excellent. Thank you, Eric, again, for doing what you do to help entrepreneurs. In order to be an entrepreneur, the first thing is we need to have strong convictions, because if you don't have strong convictions, there are going to be enough naysayers who think you're crazy or you think you're stupid. So every entrepreneur almost starts with some solid beliefs. They believe it's true, and that's what fuels them. Now, there's always two sides to every story. So when you do have strong convictions, what if those convictions are led by some false assumptions, false beliefs, false conditioning, false drives? What happens then? Can you trust yourself? So how do you really get to the bottom of that? Because a leader needs to know if they are making a wise choice and trust their judgment. I mean, it's an and. And given our fast-paced world, we always say we learn from our mistakes. But in our hyper, super-fast world today, how much room do you have to recover from mistakes? Or do you need to hone your skills, your judgment and choice-making skills, to the level that you're pretty much on most of the time? Does that make sense?
Certainly does make sense, and that sets up the next question. Why is judgment so important for a leader?
That's an interesting question, because a lot of organizations focus on training the next generation of leaders, and they put together a lot of leadership programs that talks about teamwork, how to deal with people, how to be more strategic, so on and so forth. And having analyzed a lot of these leadership programs, what I noticed was there was one element missing that needs to be added. So nothing wrong with any of the other things that are being done, but I feel one missing element, which is judgment skills. So far, we have left it up to what I refer to as the school of trial and error, which goes by saying, good judgment comes from experience, and a lot of that comes from bad judgment, like Will Rogers said. But today, again, as I mentioned, how much time do we have to participate in the school of trial and error? So the question really becomes focusing on improving your judgment, which I believe is a prerequisite skill for being a good leader.
And it most certainly is. So how would you say a leader can improve upon their judgment skills?
Fundamentally, I think a leader has to have some time. And again, most leaders, entrepreneurs, work in a hyper-fast, working 24/7 type of mode. And when they are on the go the whole time, there's very little room for reflection. Reflection is looking back, and pretty much one of the philosophies I have and I promote is called living 2 days at a time, where at the end of each day, you look at What did I learn from today? What did I learn from today? And then what can I do different tomorrow that is based on the learning from today? So you heard the phrase, live one day at a time. That doesn't give you the chance to fix the problems of today. So living 2 days at a time, because life is a series of todays and tomorrows, and so that's a very effective way. But the key aspect, the activity that you engage in every day, whether it's end of the day or sometime during the day, is what I would call reflection. And reflection is a great way to examine what you're doing and what you're learning and how you can implement those changes, and also listening to feedback from the outside world.
Today, once again, we are joined by Krishna Pindiala, the founder and chief empowerment officer of the Choice Ladder Institute, a social enterprise with a pay-it-forward mission to enhance the skills of human judgment and choice-making by providing training and education here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Krishna, what other factors can come into play here in regards to improving our judgment skills?
Again, a very pointed question, Eric. So if you really look at judgment skills as a skill, which means the moment you define it or label it as a skill, immediately there is room for learning and training and skill building. So then we need to break it down into its components. And again, to make it easy for people to remember, I just came up with this acronym called the ABCDs of judgment. I mean, you normally hear ABCs of something, but I thought of ABCDs of judgment because it's an acronym for, the A stands for your assumptions, and the B stands for your beliefs. And I'll explain this in order in a second. So A stands for assumptions, B stands for beliefs, C stands for conditioning, and the D stands for your drives. So all these things kind of play a significant role in the judgment that you make. And this all happens really fast. So most of the time, we are unaware of what's influencing us to make the judgment or the choice we make. But when you start looking at it from a, what's the A, what's the B, what's the C, and what's the D, and just taking that moment to reflect and say, what's going on over here? For example, if you have an assumption that this is an easy task, you're going to allocate very little time. And then when you find it's more than what you thought it was, you get anxious. And once you're anxious, your judgment is affected. That's a very simple example of misjudging the time allocated for a particular decision or a task. B, let's assume you have the belief that millennials don't get it. How are you going to interact with your employees or your team members or your clients? Because you're going to have that running in the background. And then you may not notice, but they notice your body language when you speak or interact with them. And then conditioning are the habits, whether it comes through society or through your own repetition over the years, what you get habitually, how you respond to things, whether it's through body language or through actual responses and choices that you make. So your conditioning. Lastly, it's drives, which are probably some of the most important, because that includes your fear, your greed, and your ego. These are mostly invisible because you don't know that's happening in the background. But these are all fueling you to kind of come to the judgment you come to or make the choice you make. Does that kind of answer your question?
It certainly does, and great information. I really appreciate that. Now, lastly, based on your experience, what are some of the consequences, and of course this is the serious part of the spectrum, that could stem from a leader not being aware of their ABCDs, so to speak?
Well, interestingly, by learning your ABCDs, you can have extremely positive consequences, because sometimes when you hear the word consequences, you only think of negative. And I want to highlight that by becoming aware of your ABCDs, you can actually generate some very positive consequences as well as potentially avoid some negative consequences. So some of the positive consequences, once you know that you have a certain beliefs about a class of people, then you can caution, watch out for that. This is where you are, you normally approach. So just make sure you acknowledge it. So you're not chastising yourself for your belief, but you're aware that you don't care for a particular class of people or have an assumption and you say, I always assume that tasks take a lot shorter than it takes. So let me make sure that I'm not reacting based on that assumption. So you, by learning your ABCDs, the positive consequence is you stop reacting without knowing what's driving you to react that way. So you learn how to respond by reflecting and saying, okay, oh, this is my assumption, or this is my belief, or I'm, you know, I always do it this way, so I need to watch out that I don't just automatically do what I normally do and be more present to what's going on and respond appropriately. So that is the positive side. The negative side of not knowing your ABCDs is basically you're going to be completely being remote controlled is really the best way, and you're not in charge. It's your assumptions, your beliefs, your conditioning, and your drives, whether it's your fear running the show, whether it's your greed running the show, or you just want to preserve. I am, you know, a highly ranked athlete, and I have to do this in order to do that. And unfortunately, your judgment is highly influenced by those drives that get in the way of you making a good choice or a good judgment.
Well, Mr. Pindiala, we certainly do appreciate your joining us once again here today and really hitting on the importance of conviction along the lines of improving our judgment skills as well. Thanks so much for your expertise shared and wisdom shared with us here today. Tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about the Choice Ladder Institute.
Thank you, Eric, for the interview. And the place where they can find out more is at Choice Ladder, ChoiceLadder.com. And one of the topics, hot topics nowadays that a lot of people are struggling with is unconscious bias. So the ABCDs of judgment will actually unpack what unconscious bias, how they influence your life and your judgment.
Once again, Mr. Pindiala, we thank you for your time and for joining us here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to having you back with us and have a great day.
Thank you very much. You have a good one too, Eric.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Mr. Krishna Pindiala, the founder and chief empowerment officer of the Choice Ladder Institute, a social enterprise with a pay-it-forward mission to enhance the skills of human judgment and choice-making by providing training and education. And for more information and for contact, simply visit choiceladder.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.